It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Now we have some news about this radio station. General Manager Joe O'Connor is leaving to take a new job running the public radio station in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he joins us now to talk more about his move. Good morning, Joe. Our listeners will recognize your voice at this time of the morning from Pledge Drive, so we're not raising money today, but we are here to announce to our many donors, listeners who support the station, and the community that you'll soon be leaving the station. Why are you leaving?
Well, I think, first of all, it's an amazing opportunity to run the NPR news station in Charlotte, North Carolina, WFAE. As is the case here at Rhode Island Public Radio, it's an award-winning newsroom in a city and a region of the country that is bursting at the seams in terms of growth and its transformation from a relatively small southern town to a major metropolis and player on the East Coast. Was an opportunity I just could not pass up.
Let's rewind a little bit and look at your time here. Joe, what was the station like when you first came on board?
Well, when I walked into the station, there were a total of four employees. The station was owned by Boston University, operated by WBUR, and stripped for sale. In 2004, a sale was attempted of the then two small AM stations. And thanks to advocates and philanthropists and a huge number of Rhode Islanders, they prevented that sale. And out of that was created this stalemate between Boston University and local supporters of a local NPR station.
So clearly a big highlight has to be independence from WBUR in Boston. We've gone from AM to FM. We have a newsroom that's continued to grow. What are you most proud of?
Well, I'm proud of so many things, so it's tough to choose just one. But I think more than anything else, the support of the community in the Ocean State has been just outstanding. During the worst recession that the Ocean State has suffered in nearly a century, we actually launched our independence from WBUR. And pledge drives set records. Fundraising set records. We were able to grow the newsroom from no correspondents to five correspondents. We were able to establish local segments like the Political Roundtable, like This I Believe Rhode Island, to do the forums, the special series on Hep C that's taking place right now. We saw award-winning reporters like this reporter Elizabeth Harrison winning an Edward R. Murrow Award for how public schools in Newport dealt with homeless kids. I mean, these stories had impact. So I'm exceptionally proud of the work that the newsroom has done.
Your career, Joe O'Connor, started in television news at CNN and ABC, programs like Nightline, World News. You went on to work for On Point and later came to Rhode Island Public Radio, or WRNI as it was known at the time. The media landscape in Rhode Island is shifting right now with the rise in digital, layoffs and new ownership for the Providence Journal. Channel 10 and Channel 12 have new ownership, too. I'm curious, based on your decades in news, where do you see local news going?
Local news is critical. Local, substantive, excellent news will always have a market, no matter what the platform. So that's where the hope is. Not just springs eternal, hope is actually in evidence. And this station is a clear story of that based on our success and growth during some really challenging economic times and digital disruption. So the other place where Rhode Island Public Radio is here to stay is that the nonprofit economic model, where people give based on the value they receive, is the ticket for sustaining such award-winning journalism for the foreseeable future. There's no pressure by an outside group out of state or some corporate board somewhere to return 20% return on investment on the dollar. No, this is where Rhode Islanders have stepped up and say, we will give, even though it's hard to give in these times, to give us something that gives us a sense of place, that gives us excellent, trustworthy journalism.
What shape do you leave the station in, financially and otherwise?
Well, we've managed to balance budgets and grow since 2007. So the newsroom has grown. There have been a lot of great partners with that, whether it be the Rhode Island Foundation or some amazing philanthropic families, but also the average listener giving $5 to $10 a month makes a huge difference. So the station financially is sound and sustainable. Going forward, there are opportunities for market-wide FM signal expansion, as well as to expand in the digital space.
Joe, you've crisscrossed the state dozens of times, representing the station, raising money, appearing at events. What's the quintessential Rhode Island moment that you'll take with you down south?
Well, you know, there are so many. I mean, from speaking to, you know, and advocating for the station as well as the Rhode Island Food Bank at the wonderful Rhode Island music, the Newport Music Festival at the Breakers. I mean, that's just an astonishingly gorgeous place. I think sometimes Rhode Island is the most undermarketed and biggest secret in the country, because Rhode Island is amazing in terms of its geography, in terms of being the culinary capital of New England, in terms of its theater. It is an amazing place to live. So there's so many memories throughout that mosaic that it's hard to pinpoint just one. But I think it's when the local board, when we launched independence as the market crashed in 2008, I thought my timing could not have been worse. We were preparing emergency pledge drives and thinking we may not make payroll at the end of the year. Instead, Rhode Islanders stood up and gave in record numbers. And I can't tell you how gratifying that was.
Now, this is something that is impossible to tell from the radio, but physically, you tower over me, Joe. You're like more than a foot taller than I am, literally.
I'm glad there are high ceilings here in the studio. That was a big plus.
So you leave both literally and metaphorically some very big shoes to fill. And I'm wondering, what's your advice for the next general manager here?
Well, you know, I'm not trying to deflect the compliment, but I think really the shoes are worn by the board of trustees of Rhode Island Public Radio. And they have walked the walk since I got here in terms of having the courage to go independent during some incredibly troubled economic times, to invest in the local newsroom along with average listener contributors. So it should be hopefully very easy for someone to come in and take a look around at all of the talent that exists around this on the business side as well as on the news side and be able to take it to the next level.
Well, Joe O'Connor, outgoing general manager of Rhode Island Public Radio, thanks for being here this morning.
It was a pleasure.
And I just want to say on a personal note, Joe, you are the person who hired me, and I can't thank you enough for giving me a chance to get my start at real reporting here at Rhode Island Public Radio.
It was an easy decision to make.
Thanks, Joe.